Now to continue our story. Zeke Parsons discovered a county law that gave him authority to force the citizens to work upon the roads without pay. However, he employed them not only upon county projects, but upon his private property as well. When the men protested, he used information he'd gathered in his capacity of postmaster to force their silence. When complaints were addressed to the U.S. Marshal, he kept the letters from the mails. But the Lone Ranger had thought of a plan to correct these conditions. We see him as he rides with Tonto toward the trail followed by the eastbound stage.
Here, stage trail. And it's past sundown.
The stage leaves San Tuas at sundown.
That's right.
It should be long here soon. We'll wait right here. Oh, boy.
Oh, my
Tonto, we're going to be highwaymen.
Oh?
The punishment of our plan goes wrong is death.
That's right.
And unlike real highwaymen, we can't shoot to defend ourselves. I don't like this way of doing things.
You not do wrong.
I hope the stagecoach driver and guard believe that. There it comes.
Huh?
Wait. I'm going to unload my guns.
Oh. What do that for?
You'll see.
Maybe them shoot you.
Steady, boy. That's a chance we'll take. Get ready, Tonto.
Be ready.
Hold up there! Break! Stop both horses!
Travel far after this stick-up, mister.
We'll see about that.
What's more, you're wasting your time. We ain't nothing on board.
You have all that I want. Where's the bag of mail from San Tuas?
Find it for yourself.
I won't never forget them two white horses. If you aim to live, you better drill a stranger.
Yeah, because if you don't, you'll swing.
Find the mail from San Tuas.
Me find them.
You'll be sorry for this.
Look here, mister. Leave the mail alone, and we won't say a word about this stick-up.
Say all you want about it.
Yeah?
Here, mail.
Throw it down to the ground. Hold those horses steady, driver.
Oh. Me open sack.
Keep these men guarded while I take a look in that sack.
Me watch them.
Driver, you can go on your way now if you want to. But if you'll wait just a minute, you can take this sack along with you. I'm not after any of the mail. I want to see if certain letters are here.
Who the Sam Hill are you?
You don't seem like ornery outlaws. What are you after?
Keep them covered, Tonto.
Me watch them.
Tonto!
Well, we know the name of the engine anyhow.
They won't get far without being caught.
And a few pieces of mail from Parsons' post office. Here, I'll toss the sack back where it came from. That's all we want.
You mean we're free to go?
Yes. There's several $1,000 in cash aboard that stage, isn't there,
well,
driver?
Well, I do know.
But I'm not taking it. Instead, I'm giving you something. As soon as I'm aboard my horse...
Say, who are you?
This is the gun I stopped you with. Look here.
His gun ain't loaded.
Wait before you draw. Here are the bullets from my gun. Take them and examine them. Come, Tonto.
Hi-yo, Silver!
Away! A man in the back. I never in all my days of stagecoaching seen a man like that.
Hey, these bullets he tossed up here. Take a look at them.
Huh?
Silver. Solid silver.
Silver bullets?
He called his horse Silver.
And Tonto, the engine. Leaping catfish. That ain't no highwayman. Get them horses going. We got to get to the next town. Wait till the boys hear that we were stopped by the Lone Ranger.
Here! Get up there! Get up there!
The masked man and Tonto left the bewildered crew of the stage and raced toward town. The Lone Ranger's investigation of the mail sacks had given him all the information he needed.
Zeke Parsons should be in the general store right now, Tonto.
Huh? Him there in evening.
Yes, and I want to talk to him alone.
What Tonto do?
Call Elijah and Sam and every other man you can locate. Tell them not to start trouble yet. Tell them they'll be paid for all they've done for Sheriff Parsons.
Them not believe that.
Bring them to the sheriff's office in the general store.
All fellas?
Yes. Give me 10 minutes with the sheriff, and I'll bring him to our way of thinking. Tell every man in town to come to the store tonight. Come on, Silver!
The men forced to slave for the sheriff decided to defy him. The situation they had decided called for a desperate remedy. We see Lige and a group of his companions as they meet in the home of one of their number.
I ain't a man to go for violence, boys. But look at my place. There ain't a lick of work been done there for the past month.
Mine's the same.
We all know how the sheriff's keeping us working for him.
One kind of threat after another.
But I read the government.
So did I, Jack. But I don't figure it'll do no good.
Why, Warren?
Because Sheriff Parsons is postmaster. He'll know what them letters mean. He won't let them be sent out.
Things has come to a fine pass when even the mails ain't safe. Yeah,
hey, lads, boys!
No, bust himself. Just sit down quiet and join the meeting, Cale.
Ain't you heard? There's an engine. A man done a couple of days' work on the sheriff's place. He's calling for everyone to go to the store.
Sit down and be quiet. We're going there all right enough and plenty soon. We're just fixing to hold a quick trial there with Zeke Parsons, the prisoner.
Trial?
Yeah, and we're going to find him guilty of something and hang the coyote.
Murder?
Ain't no other way. If we defy him open, he'll send some of us to counties where the law wants us. He'll send for folks we don't want to locate us. He'll make no end of trouble. We got to capture him, try him, convict him, and hang him.
Yes, sir. How's the redskin?
You come, store, sheriff there.
We're going. We got to discuss things first.
You come now. Sheriff pay you. Pay for all work.
What?
Pay us?
With what?
Him pay cash. You come. See.
The redskin must be loco. Nothing but a miracle would make that tight-fisted old galoot pay cash.
You come.
We may as well go.
We gotta go there anyhow.
If there's any chance the engine's talking true...
We'll go find out.
Come on, boys.
Tonto rode from one small ranch to another, leaving the same message with every man he found. In the meantime, Zeke Parsons and his deputy, unaware of the storm that was being prepared, sat in the store.
I'll take care of you all right, Ben. When my ranch is all fixed like I wanted, I'll have the men do some work for you.
I'd appreciate that no end, Zeke.
Sure, I'll help you out.
But the only thing I...
Well?
Only thing is... Ain't we going pretty far?
What do you mean?
Well, this ain't a slave state. And if it was, we couldn't take men like we done and put them...
I'll handle this county. I told you I was powerful. They won't dare defy me.
Well, Zeke, ain't you letting your success go to your head a little bit?
No, I...
Yes, you are.
What?
I'm asked, man.
Sit right where you are.
Put down them guns. Put them down, I say. Who are you that you dare come here with a mask and throw a brace of six guns on me?
I'm here to investigate the mail.
What?
And to tell you a few things about the law you didn't know, Zeke Parsons.
I'm the law.
Yes, and you're also the postmaster. You're also a wealthy rancher and a storekeeper.
I can't...
You have too many things, Zeke. That's why I'm here. Perhaps I'll not send for the United States Marshal. But if you don't do just what I say, I surely will.
Oh, sakes alive.
Now, stay right where you are while I look in this box. You use this for waste paper, don't you?
You...
Keep still. If I don't find the letters here, I'll have to look further. Here's one of them. Is this the way the postmaster handles the mail?
He's found them letters.
I told you to burn them, and you said it weren't necessary.
I didn't get around to it.
First, I'm going to speak to you, Sheriff Parsons.
I wish you'd put them guns down.
No, the postmaster at Santos, which is in your county, has robbed the United States mail.
No, she...
Letters written and paid for by citizens have not been handled by the postmaster.
But, Dad, ratted...
Furthermore, the postmaster is guilty of reading the mail and passing confidential information concerning citizens to the sheriff.
But, gosh darn it, Zeke is the postmaster.
I know that.
Now you look
You
here.
Listen.
But I...
The marshal will come in this town and order the arrest of the postmaster.
But I...
As sheriff, you can't defend the action of the postmaster. He's been untrue to his trust. He's divulged information.
I never told no one a blame thing.
Isn't it true that you kept men working because of information you learned from the letters?
Well, I didn't tell no
one... The postmaster got the information that the sheriff acted on. When the marshal comes, you'll be ordered to put the postmaster under arrest.
But I can't. I'm him.
Zeke's him.
If the sheriff won't make the arrest, he'll lose his post and be replaced. Perhaps by his top deputy.
Me?
Then you'd have to jail the postmaster.
Now look here, mister. Seems you like you know a heap of law.
There are laws in the country to protect the citizens. Sheriff, you are right in having the trails repaired. It isn't too much to ask men who can't pay taxes to give some of their time. That far, you've proved yourself a worthwhile sheriff. But success went to your head.
Now, you see, Zeke.
You've been greedy, selfish, eager for more power. You've gone too far. So far that you're heading for jail and you can't escape. Imagine what a jury made up of men in town would do to you.
Oh, my sakes alive, Zeke. They'll likely hang you.
Robbing the mail alone is enough.
Now, wait. What can be proved?
Those men would never have worked for you if you hadn't used information from the postmaster's job to force them to stay. Every man on road work will be a witness against you. Every man on the jury will be a witness.
He's right as rain, Zeke. I said all along that
There's one escape for you. I'm giving you a chance to make good. When I leave here, I'm going after the U.S. Marshal.
You want money? Is that what you want?
I don't want your money. But there are some debts you'll have to pay. As Zeke Parsons, owner of the ranch, you'll have to pay those men who have been working for you. In that way, they can't testify against you in your trial.
Someone coming.
Those are your workers coming for the pay.
But it'll most bust me, all that cash.
You wanted all that work done in your ranch. If you couldn't afford it, you shouldn't have had it done. The work is finished, though, and you'll pay for it. Think it over and decide before those men come here.
Oh, all right, Father. Oh.
Are they coming for the pay?
Now, them come for money. Maybe come for lynching.
I've seen Zeke. He's considering right now.
Huh?
We'll step over the side here. Come on, Tonto.
Hey there, Zeke. Open up. We aim to speak with you.
We come for our money.
We want our pay.
Pay up, you coyote.
I wonder what his decision will be.
Boys! Boys! Quiet down now. Quiet down. Zeke wants to speak with you.
Yes? Listen here. I had more darn business than I could handle. Now, first off, I'm resigning as the postmaster. Because as sheriff, I figure the postmaster ain't as capable as he should be. We're electing a new postmaster. Then I'm quitting the job of sheriff because I got too much work to do to handle my store and show a profit. You can elect Ben the new sheriff.
He ain't able to pay us at all.
He's scheming some more.
I said nothing but a miracle will make him pay.
Let's get it.
Hold on, John. I ain't done talking yet. The reason I won't have time for my official jobs is because I got to work on my ranch. I done more improving than I should have. And by the time I paid you for your work, I'll be near broke.
You're going to pay us in cash?
Sure. Sure I am, boys. You don't think I'd try to make slaves of you, do you?
Well, I'll be hung.
Hooray! He's going to give us cash.
That what them feller want, eh?
Hi-yo!
Come on, there, Silver, old fellow. There's trouble with the Indians at Red Rock. I owe Silver. Away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger, Incorporated.